Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
Y'all know this is your girl, Brown Sugar. And tonight you're going to come and celebrate with us as we listen to hip-hop artist Lil Cat. Hot new single called The Hood Homegirl featuring Murphy Lick. Y'all ready tonight? Y'all getting ready? Because y'all know we're going to let it do what it do on Brown Sugar Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And at this time, I'd like to bring on my co-host for the hour. PB, you in the house?
I'm already here. Already.
Oh, wow. For all of my listeners who are just joining us, I want to take this time about our special guest that we have this evening before I bring her on the air. Many of you know Lil Cat is a female rapper who was actually the second female to be associated with 3-6 Mafia. She was born in Memphis, Tennessee. Lil Cat first gained recognition on Project Pat's Chickenhead song, which became a Dirty South national anthem in 2001. And I know y'all remember that Chickenhead. That was bomb. It was also the first song to be produced by DJ Paul and Juicy J to get good national play on the radio. She's also released 4 studio albums, Murder, She Wrote, Ultimate Revenge, Dramatized, and Bad Influence. And, you know, in the inner notes for Dramatized, released in 2004, I'm going to tell you, Lil Chat was so bad she even included her phone, so fame contacted her. 2006, she was signed to 3-6 Mafia's rival Yo Gotti label. And so without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into it and do what we do on Brown Sugar Radio. We have Lil Cat in the house. What's happening, Lil Cat?
You ain't know. What's up?
What's going on?
Hi, how you doing? Happy holidays.
Okay, happy holidays to you, too. We going to bring you in how we do, PB.
Okay.
We got it here, Brown Sugar style. We're going to do the little applause for you. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm in my truck. I hope my windshield wipers ain't too loud. Do y'all hear them? I'm in my truck. And it's raining in Memphis. I bet y'all got some good weather up there.
Oh, girl, yeah, you know Vegas. If we're lucky, maybe, 10 inches of rain if even never. So, it'll never rain. You know, we need some rain. Who's the hell driving everything? Girl,
okay.
Hot mess. But I just appreciate you this evening. And PB,
yeah.
you there doing your thing, all right? And the chat in the house, we're going to make this happen tonight. Okay, just incredible, girl. I want to tell you, I want to give you your props tonight because for you and just everything that you've accomplished in the music industry, I got mad love for you. So you keep doing your thing, girl.
And thank you because, you know, they're trying to make it male dominant game, you know. You know, they're trying to make it so hard for the females, but they don't understand. Without the females, it ain't nothing. We the ones who taught them. We the ones who birthed children. We the ones that buy, and I guarantee you 90% of the men was raised by a woman. So y'all got to watch out for us women. You got to watch out.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Guaranteed.
That's what's up. You know, you absolutely right. I feel the same way. It's funny because it seems like they, even though, like the MC Lights, the Queen Latifahs, you know, they pave the way, but you still seem like you have to fight because they don't really respect a female artist, You know, at least some of them. There's a few that do, but it just seems like you got to fight a little harder.
And I don't know why, because we hear me. We got through the struggle, too, you know. I see if they be bopping, rapping, well, I'm going to speak for myself, because all my raps come from reality. All my raps come off of, if it ain't my situation, it's somebody I know situation. So, you know, I don't see why they don't respect us, because we hear me, too. We go through the struggle, too. We get down just like they do. We bleed and breathe just like they do. We got a story to tell just like they do. We struggle to feed our kids just like they do. We get money just like they do. We often lose family members just like they do. And we'll take it. We out through to feed our kids, too, just like they will.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, I'm going to tell you something. The only thing we can't do, you know, is I just feel like, Chat, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, lost you for a minute there. Now I do hear your windshield wipers. That's funny.
Oh, let me turn them off.
That's funny. I was like, okay, now I got you. We got Steve Smooth in the house. Smooth, you there? Smooth?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you in the house, Smooth. What's happening?
Not much. What's happening with y'all? What up, Chat?
All right. What up, Smooth? What's up with y'all?
Chilling.
Okay. I know you just wanted to show Chat some love this evening, and so most definitely I seen you on the line, and I wanted to and let you know that I appreciate you even allowing this to happen, and so I wanted to show you some love because you shouldn't happen, and we want to do what we can to Chat's new single, so we're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make it big. We're going to make it number one. Hey, y'all, I had to get on the – you see, I switched numbers on you real quick. I had to get on the speakerphone because, you know, you put me on hold, Brown Sugar, for about an hour. I'm prepared for you tonight, Brown Sugar.
Uh-oh. You ready for me now, huh? Okay.
Yeah, you know, you put me on hold because I talk too much.
It ain't that. Just the first 30 minutes of the interview, we're going to do a one-on-one. Then after that, I take calls, and we're going to play one of her singles, you know what I mean? So we're going to let her do her thing tonight, but I'm glad you're ready for me with the speakerphone.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, then. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on mute, Smooth, and then
you go.
All right. Here we go.
You want to come out of the chat? Yeah, darling. You're going to put Smooth on mute. Smooth has the speakerphone. Go ahead. I'm ready.
So when you're ready, yeah, just hit me in the chat box if you want me to remove, if you have a comment or question. All right?
All right, baby girl.
All right. All right, PB, I'm going to go ahead and let you start and do your thing. Go ahead and start with your questions you have for the chat, and then I'm going to ask my questions, and then my listeners know how we do. At the second half of the segment is when we're going to open the phone lines for her fans if you want to call in and ask any questions. Okay?
All right, so it's my time, bro.
It's your time.
Let's do it, and feel free to ask me anything, because I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So I say, ask me anything, therefore, I ain't even got time to think of it. I ain't plotting nothing, and I ain't playing nothing. I'm going to answer them as they come to me.
All right, since you said that, I'm going to go ahead and pop it out with my first question. My first question is, how do you feel about the self-proclaimed Queen of the South? I'm doing this in quotes now, Kaya.
I don't have a problem with Kaya, and I'm glad that you brought that subject up because on my new album called The Hood Home Girl, I got a song called Real Recognize Real. And it's like, I'm telling them that they can have that queen shit because, you know, all my fans know, me, myself, I never claimed to be the queen of nothing. I got 4 CDs. I never said that. Paul and Zuffy listed me as the Queen of Memphis. Lil Chat herself never said that. So I get so tired of every time somebody say Queen or something, they be like, Chat, they talking about you. No, you're not talking about me. They do what they do. I'm doing me. And I got a song called Real Recognize Real. And on the song, I'm saying, it ain't no Queen of the South. And if y'all here claim that Queen shit, y'all can have that shit because I ain't in it. And if you start with me, I'm going to finish. So I'm glad that you said that.
Oh, girl.
Because I do got a song for whoever going to feel guilty to let them know. Just like y'all stress the fact that y'all is the queen, I'm going to stress that I don't give a damn about a title. I'm Chat. I ain't trying to be nothing but Chat. And to get respected.
Right.
So I'm glad you brought that here, Slough.
Okay. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a problem with Kaya. I don't have a problem for any females in the industry. You know, we all going through the same. We all got a struggle going on. You know, I'm glad that we all, if there's somebody out there talented just like me, because it is a gift. Now, if you got a ghostwriter, then you need to sit down somewhere.
Okay. Girl.
That's what I don't got respect for.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
my next question.
Go ahead, PB.
Okay, my next question is, since you just said what you said, why do you think there is a lack of unity between the few female rappers that we do have in the industry?
And, you know, I was told once by a female rapper, which was crazy. I had to let them know, you know, that it's not a competition thing. That, you know, I was told that everybody's trying to be the number one spot. Everybody wants the number one spot as being the number one female in the rap game. Well, let me explain to them that I'm not going out for that number one spot. I for real did came from hustling. For real did came from rock for rock trapping. I can speak about it because I don't do it no more. For real did come from sleeping in cars, on the track, trying to catch somebody about down rocks. For real come from working a job, trying to take care of my son. I don't want to do a survive. I just rap stuff. So I'm not going out for the number one spot. If I just happen to be the number one female, so be it. I'd be thankful to be it. But all I'm trying to do is make a career and a living off of and feed my soul.
That's what's up.
So that's the lack of the other rappers, females. They want the number one spot. I was told that once. So I had to let that one, that female rapper know, look, darling, I'm not in competition with you, baby. Do what you do.
Okay.
All I want to do, I don't care if I just sell 10,000 a month. All I want to do is not work and make this as my career and feed my son off of it. If I become number one, then thank you, God.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So that's where the lack come from.
Huh. Now, how did you come up with the name Lil Chat?
Okay, back in the days, it was L-I-L-C-H-A-P, but when I got in the game, it was so many Lil Kims and Lil Flies and Lil Bow Wows. It was just so many Lil's. So, you know, I just changed it up, and I spelled the L-A. So it's still pronounced the same. It just spelled different, just the way of me showing my talent. It's still Lil Chat. You know, you still going to say it the same way. It's just spelled different. I just didn't want the same type of L-I-L in front of it because we all do grow. We all
right.
Come from that L-I-L.
Okay, and I was messing it up calling it La and Lay, and I said, how do you pronounce it? Is it La, Lil? Okay, so I got
it. It's Lil Chat. It's Lil Chat.
Lil Chat. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said, now you have a son. I was going to ask, do you have children? So do you just have one?
Yeah, okay. I got an 11-year-old. I got a big old son. He about taller than me.
How does he feel, you know, seeing you on, you know, TV and hearing you on the radio and all that?
You know, when he was a kid, you know, he didn't understand because I've been in it ever since he was like kindergarten. He didn't understand why everywhere we went, everybody wanted my autographs, why his mama started this big attention attraction. But, of course, now that he's older and, he's watching BET and he knowing the history of rap and he learning rap, he learned the fact that Lil Chat his mama, you know. He hates the struggle. He hates that he heard that. Sometimes he got to go through, do your mama still rap, and some of the negative criticism that he might have to hear. But I tell him all the time, you know, nobody can tell you nothing about your mama because you live with your mama, and you know we all right. So he told me one day, he said, Mom, you know, I took a school field trip with him because he always said, Mom, why you don't want to do this? And I got to keep in mind that I'm still a mama, and he know the chaos that I cause when I do it. So I took a school field trip with him. We went to the zoo. And they threw 7 kids on me. I was like, Lord, I'm hurt. I was a chaperone. So we went to the zoo. And, of course, the zoo was so boring to me. So I took my kids, and we found the ride to the zoo. We all rode the rides. And instead of the school lunches, we all had backyard burgers. And when they came back, we all had souvenirs. So when it was time to meet back to the bus, you know, he had his little classmates, and everybody was like, oh, we should have went with Todd. So the next day at school, he was like, he had something out of saying something about his mama. Like, yeah, it's your mama and all that just because she rapped. That don't mean nothing because y'all did this. And he said, I told him, nah, how much your mama make her job? Where your mama work at? I said, there you go, baby. Tell him again.
Okay. Oh, that's right. He'll be proud.
Yeah, so he's a big boy now. He learned how to deal with the industry. Because y'all didn't know they came here with a picture of his mama.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, I already know him.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny, as I was doing some research on you and coming across some things, it stated that you had released your phone number so fans could contact you. I'm sitting here like, your phone had to be blowing up. What made
you it's blowing up as we speak. I'm talking about, I had this. And see, that's what a lot of rappers don't understand. The thing of being busy is keeping the same number. I had this number literally 13 years. I pay this bill right here before I pay my light bill because that will keep my lights on. You know,
right.
This number right here, I let my fans reach me. I give it out in the magazines for bookings, and I get a lot of shows because people know, well, Jake gonna pick up this phone. We ain't got to call three people. We ain't got to call two people. If we for real deal, we're going to get straight to chat. You know, and then it's okay. I talk to my fans on the holidays. I talk to you all day. Now, I ain't going to sit up here and be fake and act like that I answer my phone all day, every day, because I don't. Because some of these fans, they don't know how to let me get off the phone. They get me on the phone. They want to call people on three-way. They want to tell me to hold on. They just want to keep going on and on, take a bath, and keep me on the phone. I'll be like, come on now. But I guarantee, if you call me Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and holiday, you will get a Merry Christmas. Hello? I do answer them all day.
Now, I think, didn't Mike Jones, he's also another celebrity that did the same number. It's not very, most of them usually change it, and you know what I'm saying? They don't want anyone to contact them or go through their agents and whatnot, but that shows you real. You know?
Yeah, I did a single. My single was with Mike Jones off Dramatized Release.
Oh.
I worked with Mike Jones.
Oh, okay.
I should have sent you that one, but it was 2 years ago, so I didn't send it. But yeah, so for y'all that is listening, I do got Mike Jones and Juvenile on the Dramatized album. If you don't get it at the store, you can't get it on the MySpace, on my page.
All right. Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. PB, go ahead and hit her with another one. We'll rotate back and forth here.
Okay. So my next question would be about the whole 3-6 Mafia. It's some people out there that still don't know what happened to Chad when she disappeared for a minute off the scene. So if you could elaborate a little bit on what happened with the whole Lil Chad 3-6 Mafia.
Okay. Well, when like I said, I come from working a job and doing my little struggling. So, you know, when I started rapping with him, I thought, hey, yeah, this is good. This is great. You know what I'm saying? Everything's supposed to be peaches and cream. All right, we did the chicken heads. I'm going to be honest with you. From day one, it wasn't fair. But, of course, I know I wanted to do this, so I had to make my name before I left them. I started out, we did chicken heads. And I'm not ashamed to quote the numbers and the prices I was paid because I'm not there anymore. I feel I was still there and still allowing them to pay me this. Okay, Chicken Head sold a million records. I got paid $225 for the first Chicken Head. Chicken Head was a platinum record. Understand, I never knew nothing about my publishing or none of that until I left them. They literally left you in the dark, so everything that I've done with them, I never received a publishing check, never even knew anything about publishing checks. Even when my album came out, my You Ain't Mad If You Got Up to 400 BDSs, I knew nothing about mechanical writing, nothing about getting paid for my scenes, nothing about none of that. That was all them. Okay, let's go back to the movie Choices. We worked on the movie Choices. We worked 3 long months. Day and night, 6 to 6, we worked in California. So you know them long days and long nights. Okay, we supposed to get paid royalties off the movie. And they gave me a $1,500 check. And they said, well, we're going to get royalties off the movie. It's just something for right now. I said, okay. A year go by, we planning on Choices 2. I'm like, so what's going on with the royalties on Choices 1? Well, the record company, they with the shit. The record company saying that we play too much of Project Pat music through the movie. So they felt like we had something to do with Project Pat sales. We sneak bootlegs through the movie, so they don't want to pay us for Choices. So I'm like, damn, okay. So on that note, it went gold in the music industry. I only received $1,500. I couldn't leave at that.
What?
The Baby Mama song, as y'all know, only my vocals was playing in the Baby Boy movie.
Right.
The Baby Mama song, Universal bought it, $30,000. I was paid $425 for the song Baby Mama. That was $225 a verse. I had two verses. So, you know, I took that. Murder, She Spoke came out. I got the deal with Koch. I found out that they got $450,000 for the deal. They gave me a $25,000 advancement. Murder, She Spoke sold over 150,000 copies. I was getting shows like 3 days a week at $6,500 a show. That's how I stayed afloat. I'm talking about the industry loved me. The world loved me. 3 years go by, and I'm causing accident. Have a check been out? Have a check came? Well, we ain't going to even worry about cause Koch ain't sending no check. Koch ain't sending no money. Along with, don't worry about the sales. What about my publishing that I didn't have a right to a knowing of? So I began beat all the way around. So I'm saying, I'm too busy asking about royalties, but I should have been asking about publishing, mechanicals, and all the other type of stuff that went with it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
At that note right there, I knew it was time to go. I was no longer getting $225 checks no more because they felt like I was already eating enough off my shows. And when I said, Paul, you told me, Chad, if you sell 100,000 records, you'll be straight. You ain't never got to wait again. That's what you told me. You'll never have to work again. I said, so that's what I'm writing down. He said, well, Chad, you get shows, all that counts. We made all that happen. All that, you should be thankful for that. So that was my response. So I said, so what am I supposed to do? Juicy told me, Chad, get you a lawyer. Get you a lawyer. That's what he told me. I done that. Once I done that, Paul told me I was wrong. They never had nobody put lawyers on them. They couldn't believe that I did them that way. They stopped answering my phone calls. They had no more answers for me. So I had no fun. I didn't get a lawyer to lead them. I got a lawyer to get my money because that's what Juicy told me to do. I guess they thought I wasn't going to do it. But once I done it, Paul told me I was wrong. And so by them not returning my calls, I had to pursue with leaving them, you know, instead of me going for my money, which was the plan, I had to pursue on leaving them. And that is the story behind 3-6 Mafia and Lil Chad. No, they did not leave me. If it was up to me, I would have left a long time ago, but I had to know. I had to make my name before I left, and I did that. I didn't do it good enough, but I did it well enough that I'm still eating off of it, and I'm not working a job. And I ain't mad at them because what they got, they can't say I owe them nothing. Because they did put me in the industry, and they did. I can't say they made me the star I am because I did that. I wrote them hits. I wrote them lyrics. But they did put me in the industry and gave the world the chance to know and love Lil Chad. So I ain't mad at them for nothing.
Right. That's what's up. Yeah.
And that is the story behind Lil Chad and 3-6 Mafia.
That's a hot mess.
Yeah.
Although you've been blessed, you know.
I didn't want a choice to leave him. I was forced to leave him. You know,
yeah.
I was getting my lawyer on just getting my money. You know, and on the street that I got my lawyer, they knew that they had so many custom photos, plus they were my manager at the same time. So by me not knowing that, my lawyer's like, okay, that's a conflict of interest right there. They can't be your record company and your manager. Who you going to have to make sure that they're doing the right thing? So that was all so bogus that, you know, they ran from it. They ran from the situation.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But at least you're right. Now you've been blessed. You know, you got name recognition. You feel me? You can do your own thing, you know. So, you know, it's a bittersweet situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm sad to hear that you had to go through, but without them, we wouldn't have known Lil Chad.
Lil Chad, exactly. I got a tattoo on my neck. I got ACP. You know, I done had baby dad and names and everything tatted on me that I done covered up. And, you know, out of respect for them, I will never get them covered up, you know, because on the street, they here's the reason why I am in the industry. I love them, but it's like, I can't continue to let y'all constantly make money off me and me not eat. You see what I'm saying? It's not hatred. It's that I love you, but I can't deal with you type love. Now, you love from a distance and love for what love for. I appreciate you. Thank you. But, hey, I can't deal with you. I'm pretty sure we all got some friends and some ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends. We still love them, but, no, we just can't deal with them. It was one of them type of situations. And for sure, leaving them was like a relationship. You know, I mourned. I cried. You know, it was sickening because I didn't know what was going on. It was like I went on tour with these guys. I woke up. I went to sleep. You know, these are the first places I saw on the road for years. We did movies. We did, man, we did Jenny Jones. We did so much stuff that I had never done before. And I couldn't believe that it was happening. I couldn't believe that the holidays came and they didn't come if brother, my child had gifts or nothing. You know, you couldn't have come or you would have paid me. If my record company didn't send me no checks, you would have explained it to me instead of running and hiding and avoiding the situation.
Wow. That's terrible.
And but now, over the years, you know how someone dying, you get over them? Over the years, that's the type of feeling I have for them. Not saying that they're dead. You know how it's like someone was here, you mourn for a minute, and all of a sudden you move on. So now it's like I done did my mourning, and I don't have no type of, when I see them on TV, I don't feel not a breeze, you know? You know, and I commend them on their Oscars. But keep in mind, Oscars is for actors.
Yeah. Girl, you funny. Well, look, at the time I got to play this hot new single with Mercy Lee, so we want to give the new fans a taste of what's happening with the chat. So, girl, you funny. All right. And here we go. Do your dance with
y'all
Mercy.
Know y'all wouldn't love me if I wouldn't be me.
Oh, Lord. And the callers, they're in the chat room. They can't wait to get at you, so I gotta play this first single.
Let's
right
do it.
America, My name is Murphy Lee. I've been a lunatic. Well, since 93. And when I'm in Tennessee, nope, I don't get 10 to keep. I get 2 for 20. That's 2 shows for 20 G's. I'm not in VIP. It's more like EIP. Posted up surrounded by 40 women that want to drink for free. And I ain't through yet. Got my drink at my two-step. The ladies that I'm with ain't even tell me what they gon' do yet. I pulled up in that blue vest. Valet like how you do that. You rolled up in the club with 2 women in 1 seatbelt. I like to party hardly. That mean I hardly party. So when I party, I party.
Drink for everybody.
Look at the dirty wine. I'm out my dirty mind. I'm from St. Louis, so you know I kick some dirty lines. She do the chicken head up, cause she know where I'm from. She trying to represent, but mama looking kind of funny.
All right, y'all, that's what's happening right there. Oh, I like that girl. I was sitting up here jamming like, hey. I was leaning too. that's hot for the club. I could see everybody in there doing their thing and the goose in the hand. And you feel me?
Hey. That's what I said. So everybody dancing, I could dance too.
Oh, that's yeah, I like that. That's right there.
Everybody else dancing. Let me do some dancing too then.
Yeah, I feel that all day. I'm like, yeah, I can feel that in the truck, girl, and in the club, and you feel me, getting ready to go out, all that.
Well, thank you. Like, I try to come with different, you know, to show my versatileness, because I always just try to let them know that I can come always, I can keep up, and I can lead you too. So, you know, I can do it all.
That's what's up. For all my callers that are just joining us, I'm going to shout out to the calling number. We're going to start accepting calls at this time. You can certainly reach us at 646-716.
Before we get in the call, can I say something before we get into the call?
For sure.
Okay, let me get this on out the way. Okay, so y'all done learned about my little life history, at least part of it, within 15 seconds. But I do want to say to all the women out there that got it good, parents working good jobs, you know, especially the teenagers. Stay a teenager as long as you can, because me, see, I was a good girl. My mama had the big house, the nice house, and worked the 2 jobs, and I had my own phone line. She bought me anything I wanted. Kept me at the barber's beauty shop. Kept me up with the latest shoes and clothes. I chose to go the other way. I got caught up with the street life. I chose to be the bad girl. And to this day, you know, that's why I take care of my mama and I give her anything that I can. So to all the female teenagers especially, be a teen as long as you can. Be that good girl as long as you can, because it ain't cool. The street life is not cool. You know, I'm older now and I can speak on my mistakes. I ain't gonna say I regret my mistakes because it made me strong. It made me the stronger person that I am right now. But please, be a teen as long as you can and obey your parents. Don't let no dude drift you off from your home, drift you off from your parents. Now we can get into our call.
Okay.
That was just something. You know, I always got to leave them with something. Because, see, I got to do that. I got to preach as well as teach. That's what we're here for. We got to make sure they don't make the same mistakes. Now, y'all might hear us rapping about it. Y'all might know that we done it. But that don't mean go do it. So
don't
I'm just telling you, please stay a good girl and a good teenager as long as you can.
And that's important you say that because you know you got a lot of young ladies that do look up to you, you know. You got to let them differentiate between what's just for entertainment purposes and life, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got to let that be known in respect for my mother because I don't want to feel like, well, yeah, my daughter go around and she's saying that she was selling dope and she was doing that. I didn't have to do that. I chose to do that, which was the wrong decision. So, you know, I have to tell that story in respect of my mother.
Yeah.
So let's come on with these calls, callers. I'm waiting on you. I'm ready for you.
Okay. The call-in number is 646-716-8697. 646-716-8697. Come and show your girl a chat some love. We do have another track we're going to play, but certainly come one, come all, because Brown Sugar Radio is where it's happening at. In the meantime, PB and I, we're going to still ask you some more questions here as the callers, as the lines begin to fill up now because they know we've opened the lines.
Okay.
I wanted to know, I was doing some research, and it says that Lachette Laugh hypnotized Minds when she did not receive proper treatment. Hypnotized Minds, is that the same thing affiliated 3-6 Mafia? Or
yeah, that's 3-6 Mafia. That's their label. Hypnotized Minds is 3-6 Mafia. Hypnotized Camp Posse, 3-6 Mafia.
Okay.
Yeah, that's their label.
And then it also said that you were currently beefing with former member Crunchy Black. So that would be the same thing, or is that a different issue?
Well, you know what? I am not beefing with him. The thing is, before I left the group, I came with an idea. I came with a song called All Hitters, and I was going to make a group called All Hitters. So I talked to Paul on this issue. This was me and Paul on the phone. He was like, man, Chad, that's hard. I'm like, yeah, we some All Hitters. We some All Hitters. Don't make me put my hands on you. You know, so he was like, oh, man, that's hard. That's hard. So when I decided to leave the group, I know Paul told Crunchy about the All Hitters because Crunchy comes out with, well, he's going to come out with him a group called All Hitters. When I left the group, I had already decided, well, I'm going to come with my little chat and the All Hitters. So all of a sudden, Crunchy comes and say, well, he got the All Hitters. I didn't pay that no mind because I'm not the beefing type because I take beefing serious. So he comes along and he got to speaking on, well, we the real All Hitters. Everybody else talking about they All Hitters. They ain't the real All Hitters. So I'm going to tell them just like I told allhiphop.com. Now, if Crunchy don't know that I gave Paul that title, I'm going to look over him because maybe he don't know. Maybe he don't know where, well, look, there was Chad idea, and she gave it to Paul, and Paul didn't even tell me. But if he know and he still want to act like that, he came out on it, then yeah, fuck him. He need to learn to write his own rap. He need to tell him that he was slow. He need to tell him that he can't read. You need to tell him that he was in the orphan home and he ran away. Then fuck him.
Right.
But if he don't, you know that Paul did it, then I apologize.
There's
no beef. But if you want to act like and keep on speaking on me, I never spoke on him, even after he started claiming I hit him. I never spoke on Crunchy. He got to just speaking on me. I'm like, damn, this is the same dude when he was at Luke Freak Fest in Miami one year. We got everywhere we went to eat at the dinner table, and this honest guy, too. When the waiter came and said, is the check separate or together? When Paul said separate, he was one of the first ones to leave the table. I asked the loan Crunchy $300 so he could eat for the whole week. So I was going to speak on me regardless, you know. And then after he left them, he wanted to come back to Memphis and make a public announcement on the radio. I want to apologize to everybody. Y'all was right. I was wrong. You know, they was, you know, hey, you know, everybody was calling in, like, Crusty Will, give your apology. When it came to me, I was like, look, I feel you, but I don't accept your apology, because one thing about it, you got in my business. You spoke on, we lied, we pawned them, ain't paid us. You don't know what the hell going on. Now look at you. You know, so I got a son. You don't speak on me. I'm a grown woman. You don't speak on me, get in my business, and think that you can say, I'm sorry, y'all was right, I was wrong, and think that everything okay.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not okay. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to argue and shoot you about it, but I'm for sure in hell not going to come do a song with you, because that's what he was asking. We all just need to get together and do a song and come out on them. Boy, please, eat some cheese.
She like, I'm just not having it.
Yeah, you know, I ain't going to fight and argue with you, but I'm for sure not going to do a song with you. So the beef, if it is some beef, it's an imaginary beef, because it's a signed crunchy I saw in Africa in April in the park, and he spoke to me. I didn't speak. I spoke back. So if it is some beef, it's some imaginary beef, then maybe he's trying to pull some publicity in or what, because when I see him, he speak. And me, I speak back.
Right, right. So that, okay, I'm glad you cleared that up for us, because you know how people can take a story and by the time it's to the fifth, sixth person, the story's completely changed. You feel
me? Yeah, nah. So, he might be beefing with me, but he look like he's beefing with himself, because I don't pay him no attention. So I'm looking for his next move.
Okay.
All right. What's the next move?
Yeah,
don't worry
yeah.
about me. Worry about the survivor, because now it's your turn.
Now, I have a listener in the chat room hit me up, and they want to know, are you single?
Well, I'm not married, but, you know, everybody got a dude. If you meet a girl and they tell you they ain't got nobody, you better run from them because there's something wrong with them. Everybody got somebody these days, even if you're just screwing them, if you're just screwing them or chewing them or whatever you're doing. You got somebody. And if they say they ain't, you need to run from them. So to answer your question, no, I'm not married, but of course I got a dude. Whatever you want to call him.
Oh, okay. Oh, goodness. All right, and then we have another question in the chat room. Let's see here. They want to know, when will you be released? Is your album already released now, or is it upcoming?
It's upcoming. I'm looking forward to release March of 2008. I got a T-Rock on there. He's a whole member from Hillside Camp. I did a song with my girl Boo, Gangsta Boo. I got Lord Infamous on there because, of course, he's not with 3-6 no more. I got Criminal Mind on there. And, of course, I got Murphy Lee on there. I've been waiting on this check from Pastor Troy. Don't look like he going to make it. But I'm giving him at least to after the holidays.
Right.
So, you know, but it is what it is, the hood home girl. So listening to her, you will feel like you in the hood.
Okay. It's true. And if not, then you're going to make it be like, look, you better recognize.
Yeah.
All right. PB, go ahead and hit them with another question here. The listeners are acting scary tonight. They're sending me a lot of private chats. And I'm like, y'all just call in and ask these questions. Don't be scared. Girl, I think you just scared them away. Look, they're sitting there like,
man.
I don't know if I want to call. Look, quit acting scary, y'all.
Don't be scared of the real, because it is what it is.
Yeah, they acting scary tonight, hitting me up in private chat. Y'all call in and quit tripping. PB.
Okay, so you signed to the, are you still signed with Yo Gotti, the label with Yo Gotti?
Oh, nah, we just did a little one album deal. That was Bad Influence. The one is in stores right now. That's my latest release. It released last year in November. But nah, we just had a one album deal. Now I got my own label. It's called Dime a Dozen. So, hi, how you doing? Y'all excuse me for a minute. I'll speak to my family. Yeah, it's called Dime a Dozen. And it is what it is. Like, it's nothing. It come a dime a dozen. Rap, lyrics, money, whatever you're looking for, it's nothing. Labels, royalty checks, whatever. It could come a dime a dozen.
That's real. Yeah, you absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you keep in touch with Project Pat?
You know what? I haven't talked to Pat. We're supposed to be doing the show together January the 20th, and they calling it a reunion show. You know, Patty is Juicy J's blood brother, and I'm just going to keep it real, you know. I ain't no need of me trying to act like everything cool with him, because if I hit Juicy, I'm going to have to hit his ass too, because they blood brothers. So, I don't need it. If somebody talking about they mess with you and don't mess with your brother, then they got to be crazy, because they just don't know. Them two brothers going to kick your ass. So, you know, other than that,
I love it.
I ain't talked to Pat, you know. Pat, you know, he cool. I love him. But we got to keep in mind, I'm not one of them.
That's funny.
But we got to do a show together, January the 20th. It's supposed to be in Columbia, Tennessee. And they told us, and the fans want to see us do chicken heads together. And did I have a problem with that? Of course, I asked for more money for that little entertainment, but we're going to make it happen.
Right.
Okay. That counts as my next question, so I ain't even going to worry about that one.
Yeah, they calling it a reunion show.
That counts as my next question. I ain't even going to ask about Paul and Juicy. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, that's funny. That is too funny.
It is what it is, y'all. I know that. You know y'all can't nobody say they fool with you and don't fool with your sister. Because guess what? As soon as they come get on your sister, you going to get on them.
Yeah, that's real. You telling the truth anyhow. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wanted to let you know that the chat room is full, and I see that the listeners are coming in. And, you know, it's awesome because we want to – oh, you have a friend of yours named Niecy in the chat room? She said you're a friend of. She said that you're a good friend of hers.
What's her name?
Niecy.
Niecy?
Mm-hmm.
She from Memphis? Oh, I know Niecy. She from Greenville.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you got, I'm telling you, the chat room is full, and they're enjoying the show. They're saying that they really enjoy your music. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play the next single here. Y'all quit being scared. Show the chat some love. If y'all don't have no questions, certainly PB and I have some more for you. So we're going to go ahead and keep it rolling. And we're going to single, which is with Gucci Doll. It's actually with Gucci Mane and the All-Star.
Yeah.
It's not me for life. My mama said you was a bad influence.
Say what?
It's not me for life.
Yeah. All star look chatting that boy Gucci. Came to the club, smelling like the purple, jumping out the convertible, watch got the bird flu, strip spot, jack spot, fit down my wristwatch, 6 months, sitting in the joint, was a pit stop, lean with it, serve a fiend with it, on the block since the age of 13 with it, I'm in the kitchen water whipping, yeah, I'm cooking up them grounds, I'm standing over the stove like I'm doing it with no hands, I'm accountable, like Hannibal, my closet consists of wild animals, shout and ask me to dance, now regretting the shit, cause I got her feet hurting and she sweating the shit, and I'm going back to Cali, I heard they got the best kush, lock hot like the verses out my rap book, that's right, it's tight, blue like my wrist light, thick bank roll, real thick like my bitch like, E-A-G-A, still took the DJ, still ride dirty with the burdens on the freeway, get low, smoke throw, buddy what you broke for, that's your main hoe, but she licking at my wrist for,
get down, get down.
All right, y'all. I said, girl, you get crunk with it. Every song I play, I'm sitting up here bobbing like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I love the club, so I try and make a lot of music for the club just as well as the street.
Huh. That's
yeah.
Right, the callers, they calling in now. They showing you some love. We had to get them. They was a little cold there. We had to warm them up, I guess, with them songs, girl. All right, we got. I love it, though. 870, you on the air with Brown Sugar in the chat. What's happening?
What's up?
Hi, what are you doing?
Hi.
Who's calling?
DJ LAP.
What's going on, DJ LAP?
What's going on? I'm feeling the music. It's hot.
Girl, is she doing her thing?
I just
that don't
go.
Play, do she?
Y'all know I ain't playing. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just telling the truth.
Oh, what was your question you have for the chat this evening?
My question was, I don't know if y'all answered. I kind of called in a little late, but I just want to know what happened with the whole 36 Mafia thing, whole Hypnotized Mind thing.
You see, she just got into that, but
you know. No, I just called the signing date to the releasing signing date. I saw she missed that conversation right there because I swear that was about 15 minutes. But what happened was I saw over 150,000 records and they never paid me for it. And a lot of other projects that I did, far as Chicken Heads, it's all a million records. They only paid me $200 for it. The choices went gold, moving live. They only paid me $1,500 for it. So, you know, it just went to when I did my own project, I at least wanted to wait and see what we're going to see what the money looks like when I do my own project. So when I did my own project and didn't see the money rolling in, I had to leave. It's one of those situations that even if you didn't want to, you had to.
I'm a fan. I am.
Thank you, and I appreciate you being a fan because I need y'all.
Yeah.
Because I don't buy my CDs. I'm going to keep it real. I'm one of the people that you can catch me anywhere, and I sign autographs. I come to your shows. I take pictures. I do all that because I enjoy being me, and I enjoy people loving me. Because out of them 150,000 CDs, two of them was just me, and I know that. And I done dropped since then, and I still continue to move numbers and sell, and probably one of them is me. So I do know that people make me. I don't make people. So I enjoy every fan that I got, and I appreciate you.
All right. Did you have another question for LaChat?
When's the album dropping? When's the new album dropping?
The new album coming in March, the real home girl. It is what it is. You know I'm representing for the ladies on there. Who want to ask me my favorite song? Somebody ask me what's my favorite song.
What's your favorite song on the album?
Do y'all want to hear the rule, Connie? I don't want to say the title. Let me say the rule. Can I say the rule? Y'all don't let me be checked.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
Here's my favorite song on my album. Here you go. I'm a dog. Keep it real. You go to jail and fuck it. I'ma do my thing, but you're the only one I'm loving. Keep the money on your book and now let's help your cause. But I'm a human just like you. I gotta get it out. So you know how that goes. These niggas go to jail. They be looking for you to be down. And do all that. I'm letting them know we're gonna be down. But I think we ain't gonna do what we do. That's my favorite song on there. Plus, I got five on my cat, too, on there, too. So, you know, the hood home, girl, it's gonna do what it do. It's gonna be the hood for sure.
Right, yeah. I like girls. Look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's coming, March. And, you know, this time is my own situation. It's like a beginning because at first when I was signing with other people, I really was just trying to stay out here. Now you're trying to jump out and just stay out here. And really when you really see, you really ain't gaining no more than what you were doing at first. So now I got my own situation and it's just like a new beginning, like a starting point. But I'd rather start independent long as my own situation.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I do got my own situation. And the checks and the publishing checks will be coming to Chastity Daniel. Uh-oh.
That's
a good feeling.
Look, I done got the government name on y'all. I done got y'all that tax ID number name.
Oh, wow. Well, we certainly appreciate you calling in and showing LeChat some love. The phone lines are filling up now at this time, so I want to say thank you.
And thank you, Johnny. And keep going with me because I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
All right. We're going to move on. 865, you're on the air with Brown Sugar and LeChat. What's happening? 865?
Hello?
Hey, 865, you're on the air.
Hey, what's
who's
up?
Calling? Who's calling?
This is A.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we need that. Larry, it's about it. That's all we do.
You got a question for the chat?
Yeah, I'll call and see if that song with you and Playboy Supreme was on your new album.
You know, he did that in Knoxville. That's on his album.
Yeah,
I don't know if even me said. I haven't even talked to Supreme.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, well, yeah, that's on his album. He's out of Knoxville.
Yeah.
I think he got it on his MySpace, too.
All right, that's what's up.
Okay, well, big up to Supreme, too.
All right.
That's what's up. Yeah, keep showing her some love because she's doing a thizzle down there.
Yeah, I see some people hearing some stuff that I ain't even thought they heard. That's good. That's cool. That's cool.
Hey, well, keep doing your thing.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
All right, we got another call on 662. You're on the air with Brown Sugar and LeChat. What's happening?
Hi, how you doing? This is Niecy. I was just calling in to show my girl some love. Hey, Chat.
Hi, Niecy. You keeping up, Diana. You on the internet, Diana.
Yeah, I got to keep up with you.
I'm so telling you. I don't know.
She's busy.
So I got to get her back down here so we can eat some fried turkey again.
Ah, yeah, I got down there. Because I met them, they bought a burger. They got their little labor going. And I asked when they fried some turkey for me. It was like, excellent. He said, you ever had some fried turkey? I said, no. He said, I'm going to fry you a turkey. I kind of had the deep fry going. And when I tell you, they deep fried a whole turkey, and it was so good.
Yeah. You know what? That fried turkey is bomb.
That was my first time I ever had it.
Yeah, because you would think, you know, fried turkey, what?
Yeah. He was like, when you come down here, I'm going to fry you a turkey. I was like, okay. I get down there, you got this big old deep fry going on, and you just stuck this big old turkey in there, and was it fine? I said,
we love Chad and we enjoyed her, and she's a down-to-earth person, and we became friends behind that, and I support anything that she does, good or bad. It doesn't matter. I mean, she's a good person, and I love her to death.
Thank you. Thank you. I got me, so I know you come to Memphis. I take to this Monday night boxing there.
Oh, I am. You know, that's going to be our thing. We got to do that.
Okay, then. Well, thanks for listening and keeping up with me and showing that support. Thank you.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All
right. Thanks, Daisy. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I met her and her husband. They, like, thought about the best people ever. They was just too cool. Her husband on a rim shop. So he for sure fried me a turkey. And I didn't ask brand new. I ate it. Like, he cooked it for me. There wasn't no pretty girl eating with me. No pretty girl eating at all. I was eating.
Yeah, you crazy. Oh, goodness. So you, like I said, you're working on, this is your fifth album getting ready to be released.
Yes.
And do you plan on, I know you said you have an event next month going on with Project Pat, but do you have any other events that you would like to let us know about that your fans can show you some love?
Well, we're putting a tour together now. It won't be confirmed really until after the holidays because it was like just really last Friday I picked up the masters. And like I said, I'm still waiting on a song from Pastor Troy. So it really ain't just complete, but we is looking forward to being March, and we is working out a tour that we're going to put together. See, it's my fifth album, but to me, I'm going to say it's my first one because it's my first one that I really had full control of. I played CEO. I picked the beats. I was in the studio. I went to mixing. I went to mastering. And, you know, so I'm behind the tour thing. I got my own little independent situation. And, you know, it's like brand new. Brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm ready for it. So if you want me in the city and I ain't been, I'm pretty sure I'll probably be out of business somewhere. Well, that's what let me know what I was worth. Because I'm going to keep a show. Now, I've been doing it. So if you want me to see your city and I ain't been, hit me up on MySpace or hit me up on that phone number that I had for 13 years, and we'll make it happen. I'm throwing down no money. We're going to negotiate. We're going to work it out before you get off the phone with me.
Dude, I heard that. You think you'll ever make it out here to Vegas where I'm at?
Oh, I need to make it. I need to come there for my birthday in March. I need to make it because I saw I've never been.
Hold on. Your birthday in March? March what?
March 21st.
Okay. Is that the Pisces or that's the cutoff?
I'm the leader of the Aries. I'm the leader.
Yeah.
I'm the leader of the Aries. If y'all that don't know, y'all got to look that Aries up. I think he got checked beside it. Look at your horoscope book. Everybody pull out the horoscope book. Look for her reads. I think he got checked beside it.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I tell you what, girl, I am truly enjoying you tonight. And it looks like our time has come and gone. The hour has moved fast. I know you have a performance this evening. Before we go, though, I'm going to bring Smooth back on and see if he has any other announcements he'd like to make in regards to events you have. Smooth?
Hey.
Okay. Oh, hey, Smooth.
Smooth.
Smooth, bring that baby up.
Hell, I got the phone on my shoulder. Hell, I was on me for so long, hell, I couldn't move.
You know you need to quit. You want to try, for those of you who are just joining us, Smooth is the chat promoter, and he books her and all this kind of stuff. I mean, he's doing his thing, and I just know, girl, as long as you got Smooth, he's a hustler, so I know you're going to make it bigger than what you already have, because he's going to make sure to it.
And that was funny because me and Smooth go way, way back. And I get my nephew to tell me to check my MySpace. And I get somebody to tell me they want my number. And he sent the number, and Smooth come calling me. I said, now, what you doing asking somebody for my number? You should have been giving somebody my number. We go way, way back. So he just really backfired me. But I mean, was never going nowhere. I was right here, Smooth.
That's funny. Okay, go ahead, Smooth.
Huh?
Go ahead. Did you have anything you wanted to announce, any events for LaChat?
No, just nothing. I was just hollering at PB and everybody. We're going to try to put a little tour together, you know, for the release of our album, you know.
Oh, okay.
Come, you know, saying
right.
Back on the tour. You know I can do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you need to go to Arkansas.
Okay, all right. PB said he has some more questions before we close. Go ahead, PB.
All right. One of my other questions that I had here, I want to ask you about the. I read that you and Gangsta Boo are supposed to be doing an album together. Who's the hardest?
Yeah.
So what's going on with that?
Well, yeah, we gonna try and make it happen. You know. I came up with the name Who's the Hardest. That was my idea. And the thing is, to make people think that we really saying Who's the Hardest, but y'all got to get the CD to see Who's the Hardest. But we working on it. We making it happen, though. So, all y'all Luciana Gangsta Boo fans, it's coming real soon. Just like Freddy Krueger in your nightmares. We going to sit a lot of people down. We're going to sit a lot of people down.
Yeah, that's going to be the business right there. Well, like I said, to all my guests that come on Brown Sugar Radio, I always welcome them back anytime. So in March, if you want to come back when you release that album.
I got to come back.
Yeah.
I got to come back.
Do it.
Absolutely. I done got too comfortable. I done kicked my shoes off and everything. I done forgot to say it's time to go.
Okay. Oh, definitely. So we want to show you some love here on Brown Sugar Radio, and shout out to MySpace for your fans.
So my MySpace is MySpace / Love Chat Rap. It's LACHATRAP. LACHATRAP. Or y'all can call me. For real, y'all can call me. If y'all don't want to call today, call Christmas, and y'all can talk to me for show Christmas. The number is 901-691-4437. Now, I ain't going to guarantee you tomorrow, but I can guarantee you Christmas. And I can guarantee you New Year's. I can guarantee you the holidays, like I guarantee you on regular day. I'm just going to keep it real with you.
Okay.
Like I said, people want to call. People get me on the phone. They want to call people on three-way. They want to keep on talking. They act like I'm a girlfriend.
Just call it up, girl.
And they know I'd be too busy for that. Ask me a question. Hang up in my face.
Right. Oh, you know what? Before, girl, I almost caught myself slipping. I would like for you to please do a drop for me. Shout out that the chat is on Brown Sugar Radio so I can play it in my future segment.
Okay. You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, girl. Do your thing.
Yeah. This is Little Chatter for sure. I'm here kicking it with my girl, Brown Sugar. You know it is what it is. The real home girl. You know.
All right. That's what's up, girl. Yeah, I appreciate you. You know, just you have so much energy. You know, I love it, girl. I love it.
I've been excited for interviews. I've been excited. Y'all got to excuse me. I be too excited. So I'm one of them kids that you can't get too much attention to. I was excited. So y'all imagine how much energy I have in shows.
Okay, girl. I love it all day. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap for this evening. I appreciate you, girl, coming through for us. I know you got another event you got to hit. But, girl, like I said, anytime, you know, Brown Sugar Radio got your back. That you, anytime you want to promote, you know, new single, event, whatever, we got
well,
you.
I thank y'all. Thank you, PB, and thank you, Brown Sugar. Thank you, Smooth. I need all the publicity I can get, and thanks to my fans. Y'all the one who keep me moving. If I quit, I let y'all down. So I get y'all. I love y'all. Peace out.
All right. Okay, and for those of you who are still listening, I'm going to go ahead tomorrow. I will be on the L Word doing a Christmas show. All right, so you can certainly come and check out Brown Sugar. I'll be co-hosting, and you can call in, sing your favorite carol if you want to do that. You know, fa la 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 all day.
La.
And then on this upcoming Thursday, we have E.T., the Sophisticated Hustler, in the house on Brown Sugar Radio. That's going to be December 27th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Y'all got to come and check him out. And then we also have on Friday, Killer Heist, the Don, who is a gangster rapper, doing his thing, keeping it all the way hood with us. On December 28th, which is next Friday, yes, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So y'all come through, show your girl some love, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but I want to say this much. In January, it's going to be on and popping because we got really, really big guests.
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, my God. Because I got to get, once it's confirmed for sure and I have the date, y'all going to hear it all day long, but I know. Definitely don't want to miss these next few events because we got the heavy hitters coming through for sure.
Y'all ain't gonna believe
but
what she's cooking up.
Y'all ain't gonna believe it. Y'all, it's gonna blow your mind, you know. But you know what? One thing I want to say is I do appreciate, you know, all of the guests that have been coming through, showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. I mean, everyone from Troy Taylor to LaChat, you know what I'm saying? MC Light. I mean, just all I can go on and on and on. Anyone I'm forgetting, please forgive me, but I mean, it's a blessing, and, you know, I appreciate everything that's coming together for a reason. So spread the word. Let your friends and family members know what's happening on Brown Sugar Radio. put me in your favorites. If you want to, also, I'm going to get into it in another segment. I'm starting a promo team. Yes, Brown Sugar is starting a promo team. If you're interested in helping to promote these shows at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And remember, I spell sugar the hood way, S-U-G-A, not S-U-G-A-R, okay? brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. Hit me up. PB is my co-host for this evening as well as my graphics designer. PB, go ahead and shout out your MySpace for those of you who need any websites, whatever, built up.
Yeah, holla at your boy, www.myspace.com/PBFinest, finest with a Z, or you can also go to www.pbcreations.com. That's creations with a Z. Holla at your boy. Bring your visions to life. All that. Holla at me. I got you.
You crazy. It's Smooth. I see you still there on the line there. Go ahead if you want to shout out your contact number for, actually, can you tell them who you manage and if you, they want to, if they're interested in booking any of your clients, give them the contact number.
First of all, I manage me. And if you want to book me, you can call me. And I ain't going to tell you my number. But you can hit me up at myspace.com/smoothforlifeent. That's the number four. Don't spell it. Like you said, Brown Sugar, we're good, ain't we?
You Christ.
That need to be your intro song.
I'm so good. Bless them, Lord. Smooth will be appearing on the 3rd of January. He will be appearing.
Surprise. You had me to achieve it.
He's a heavy hitter, you know, doing his fizzle. So we you know, dang it, see, I know I should have hung up. Now it's felt it. See, it's time to go. All right, y'all, I appreciate the loyal listeners for keeping it locked on Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a good evening, and God bless.
Yeah.
Brown Sugar Bang. I get high up your love, I don't know how to behave.